Welcome back to Daf and Depth, Shabbos Daf Samach Hei. The Gemara says that one of the things that Shmuel did for his daughters was that in the days of Nisan, he made for them a mikvah and did not allow them to use the river, Nahar Paras. And the Gemara says, Shala yirbu ha-noitfin ala zeichlin, that the waters that are called noitfin are nisrabe on the zeichlin, and therefore the river is not going to be kosher for a tefillah. Now, a bit of a background. What's Noitvim and what's Zeichlim? So there's Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what Noitvim are and what Zeichlim are. Rashi says in Dibur HaMaschel V'Savar that Noitvim are rainwaters, and Zeichlim are waters that come naturally from the river itself. And he quotes a Mishnah in Mikvois that Zeichlim, which literally means water that's streaming, that's moving, that's constantly flowing, that's like a mayon. Noitvim are like a mikvah. And he brings psukim that the way a mikvah works to make its tahara is that it has to be kavu v'kaimi. It has to be stationary. It can't be that the waters are zeichlin. They can't be flowing waters, streaming waters. That's the way a mikvah works. A mayan, on the other hand, which is a river, the way it's mitar is when it's zeichlin. So the concern is that in Yoimei Nisan, Rashi explains, perhaps there's a lot of rainwater and there's rain and melting snow that's coming down the mountains, and it goes into this Nahar Paras, which starts in Eretz Yisrael and comes down to Bavel. And we're concerned that there's more rainwater than the initial water that is the Mayan itself. And therefore we have Yirbu HaNoitvim Al HaZeichlim. The Noitvim, which is the rainwater, is going to be Nisrabe, is going to be the Rav over the water of the Mayan. And even though the water is actually streaming, B'Poyel it's streaming, but it doesn't have a Shem Zeichlin. It only has a Shem of Megeshamim. So Rashi says that the Zeichlin are bottle in the Noitvim. The Ein Toiras Mayon Alei in Latar B'Zeichlin. They don't have a Toiras Mayon, a Shem Mayon on these waters that the Taira of Zeichlin could work. Elo Bash Bodrin. The only way it could work is Bash Bodrin, because that's the type of water that it is. It's Roiv Megeshamim. So the only way it could work is if it has a Toiras Mikvah. And for a mikveh, it's possible, because at the end of the day, these waters are still flowing. Meaning, it loses its teiras mayon, so it can't work as a mayon, but the waters are flowing. And the halacha is that a mikveh has to be bashberi, and it can't be flowing water. So therefore, Shmuel told his daughters, you can't use the Nahar Paras and Yoimei Nisan. I have to make our own mikveh for you to use. That's how Rashi learns. Then Rashi brings another pshat. He says, "Ani kibalti mirabenu Halevi," which we found quite a few times already in Masechet Shabbos. He quotes from Rabbeinu Halevi that the reason why Shmuel didn't allow his daughters to use the river and he made them use a mikvah is because, since, like Rashi said, there's a bittul of the mayim that are zeichlin, and now you only have the megeshamim. Rashi says it's not called mayim chaim. Rashi quoting from Rabbeinu Halevi, and he says that since these girls were suffix zivos, and a zava needs mayim chayim, these zavas cannot be tovel in this water because it's not mayim chayim. And Rashi says, v'efshar lahamid shmuasai, it's not possible to say this pshat mishum da'amrinon. We say in a tesefta in Megillah, in a tesefta in zavim, chayim b'zav mi b'zava. There's a chumra that a zav has over a zava. Sh'azav ta'an mayim chayim. The zava e'notuna mayim chayim. A zava does not need mayim chayim. That is what Rashi says. You cannot say the pshat of the Rabbeinu Halevi. Then he says, Ruba da Alma Mefarshim. Rav of the world explains, Noitvin Kishuvin. Now, like we said before, that Noitvim just means that it's Megeshamim. It's more than that. Noitvim is Sheuvim. It's puzzle for a mikvah. And we say that Shema Yirbu HaNoitvim Al HaZeichlin, that the Mayim Sheuvim are Rav over the Mayim Zeichlin, and therefore it's a regular puzzle of mikvah, and you can't use it. And this pshat is actually brought in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says this. And Tosfos asks in Masechtas Nidah Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis, what kind of Shiva is there in these waters? Where do you find that there was Shiva Bechlal? And Tosfos says, since there are waters that flow into rivers that come from pipes that have water inside them, therefore they could be possible for Mayim Sheuvim. And that's the concern, Shema Yirbu HaNoitvim Al HaZeichlim. But an important question that's asked by Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Shema, Tosfos says, what happened to the Klal that we discussed in Masechtas Avodah Zarah of kama bottle? The Gemara discusses there a halacha. If you pour yayin nesech into a bar, afilu kol hayom kuloi kasher. Even if you pour the whole day nonstop, it's kasher. Namrinon kama bottle. We say every drip of the yayin nesech becomes bottle as it goes into the kasher wine. So why over here don't we say that although there might be Neitvim here, but the Geshamim, as they come into the Nahar, should be Batal, Kama Kama Batal. So one of the answers the Rishonim give is that Enechanami, if it would be drip by drip by drip, then we would say Kama Kama Batal. However, over here, we have to be concerned that a whole bunch came all at the same time, which was a Rav, that was more than the water that was already there, so there's no Kama Kama Batal. It's a Rav which automatically took over the Miut. That's one answer they give. But Tosfos says, V'yeshloim edvoy mahani taima the Kama Kama Batal, kivan shah iser rabba mikashir. Since the iser is more than the shir, we're not going to be able to use the svara of kama kama bottle. Tahidi yayin nesach, by yayin nesach, where it says that if you pour yayin nesach, which is iser, into a bar that has yayin of heter, there we say that it's kosher. Tosfos says, haynu kodem sheyar beha iser ad kedei nesinas tam beheter. It's only kosher until the iser is not marbe onto the heter, that there's no more tam heter in the iser. Again, we only say kama kama batal as long as the heter is still giving tam to the iser. The heter is still overriding the tam of the iser. But once the iser is nisrabe over the heter, they were not going to say kama kama batal. Have a wonderful day.